Good morning, and welcome to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. It is a special privilege for us to be able to provide this broadcast each Sunday morning for your listening enjoyment and inspiration. Our broadcast is enjoyed by many different people in our area and community. We are grateful for your support. We thank you for your prayers and your financial gifts as well. Radio CJMQ covers a wide area. We have regular listeners in the eastern townships of Quebec and also in the states of Vermont and New Hampshire. We welcome your questions and comments. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. And you can access the program on the website of CJMQ, www.cjmq.fm.
Welcome to this broadcast of the Word of Grace here on CJMQ for Sunday, the 5th of June 2022. That's the Feast of Pentecost in the life of the churches. My name is Nigel Parker, Minister of the Congregation of St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church, who bring you this broadcast. We're delighted to have you here, wherever you are in the eastern townships of Quebec or beyond. And if you don't have a church connection of your own, we'd be delighted if you joined with us at 10:30 a.m. on a Sunday mornings at our building on Queen Street in Lennoxville, Sherbrooke, or you can join us online through our live stream on either YouTube or Facebook. Before he was done to death, Jesus left a promise with his friends. If you love me, keep my commands, and I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to help you and be with you forever, the Spirit of Truth. The world cannot accept him, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he lives with you and will be in you. I will not leave you as orphans. I will come to you. Christians believe that that promise was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, and on every occasion that the Holy Spirit brings new life into a heart that turns to God. The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts through the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Thanks and praise erupt from our lips, O Lord, for you pour out your Holy Spirit upon us, awakening within us visions and dreams and, as it were, intoxicating us with a fervour to proclaim your truth in the language of praise. You sent forth your Spirit to create the universe and fill it with your wonders. You breathed into the dust, and a human race came to be. The face of the earth came alive. And in these last days, your Son, Jesus Christ, came speaking your words and doing your works, revealing the truth of who you are. He was crucified, but you raised him to glory by your life-giving power, having secured our adoption as your children and commissioned us to continue his works. He poured out your Holy Spirit upon us, setting our hearts ablaze with a passion for peace and firing our tongues with everlasting songs of joy. We confess we often resist your Spirit's guidance. The challenge to change makes us uncomfortable. We overlook the gifts others can offer and fail to live out Christ's love for the world. Forgive us, O God. Send your Holy Spirit to us again to open our minds and hearts to the challenges in ministry you set before us, in Jesus' name. Hear and believe this promise of the good news. If anyone is in Christ, there is a new creation. The old life has passed away. A new life has begun. Know that in Jesus Christ, you are forgiven. You are set free to live life anew in the power of the Spirit. Thanks be to God. Amen. A reading from Acts chapter 2. When the day of Pentecost came, they were all together in one place. Suddenly, a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. Now there were staying in Jerusalem God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. When they heard this sound, a crowd came together in bewilderment, because each one heard their own language being spoken. Utterly amazed, they asked, "Aren't all these who are speaking Galileans? Then how is it that each of us hears them in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, and Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean?" Amen.
Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Upon the mountains, when my Lord spoke, out of his mouth came fire and smoke. Looked all around me, it looked so fine, till I asked my Lord if all was mine.
Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray.
Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Chilly waters, chilly and cold, it chills the body but not the soul. There ain't but one train upon this track, it runs to heaven and then right back. Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Oh, every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart. Thank you.
This weekend, there are a number of convocations taking place at Bishop's University. After the cancellations due to pandemic of the ones in 2020 and 2021, they're catching up with both of them, as well as this year's graduations over this weekend. We celebrate each achievement and publicly honour those who have, by hard work and diligent application, grown in their knowledge and understanding and are ready to make a contribution to the world. Well done also to all those parents and grandparents and others who have supported and cared, and yes, funded them along the way. This is your celebration too. I've picked up a degree or two along the way. One of my graduations was a small autumn affair for those who had had their resits or were ill on the day of the main graduation, or who, like me, their thesis had not been assessed in time. So I was one of only two theology graduates in the convocation of a 100 or so graduates, and the Dean of the Divinity Faculty had to present the two of us with all due ceremony. Aberdeen, being an ancient Scottish university, used an ancient academic language, Latin, to introduce the proceedings. Most deans of faculty in the arts and the sciences and law simply read the words of a script without knowing what the Latin phrases meant, reciting it parrot fashion. Unfortunately for my divinity professor, as he stood up, he dropped his notes and papers on the floor, much to his embarrassment and the gasp of the hundreds of people in the gathering. However, he was in himself an able classics scholar, and he knew what the words were and what the words meant, and so he was able to speak the Latin words, foreign as they were, with complete understanding and meaning. On the day of Pentecost, there was an outbreak of linguistic fluency. 50 days after Jesus' resurrection, and 10 days after his ascension that we remembered last week, the disciples of Jesus were gathered in an upper room. Suddenly there were tongues of fire and a mighty rushing wind came upon the gathering, and they began to speak in other tongues or languages. And the wind, as it were, blew them out of the room and onto the street outside. There on the street, gathered for the Jewish festivals, were gathered people from across the whole known world. Every one of them heard them being spoken to in their own language. "We hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues." Amazed and perplexed, they asked one another, "What does this mean? What does this mean? What does this mean that all the friends of Jesus were speaking other languages on the day of Pentecost? Here is one meaning. God is speaking their language. It means that God can speak our language. It means he can speak to us in a way that we can understand." Many people do not know that God speaks their language. To them, God feels distant, a foreigner to their culture. When scripture is first translated into a new language, native speakers often express what they truly grasp for the first time. God speaks my language. A God who communicates in their heart language no longer seems like a foreigner, but is someone they can learn to know and trust. Most people in the world, including many who speak minority languages without the scriptures, speak a second language. For instance, many of the Mixtec people of Mexico also speak some Spanish. So why invest years in a Mixtec translation when they can read a Spanish Bible? In reality, Spanish is not their heart language. Heart language, or mother tongue, is the language we grow up speaking in our homes and in which we most naturally think, dream, and build relationships. On the day of Pentecost, God is speaking to people in a language they can understand, the language of their hearts. How does a far-off God communicate with his creation? How does he break the language barrier? He does so by coming to us. He comes to us through Jesus. The letter to the Hebrews says, "In the past, God spoke to our ancestors through the prophets at many times and in various ways. But in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom also he made the universe." Jesus is the word of life from eternity past. He himself is the very definition, explanation, and expression of the invisible God. Jesus is God's living word to us. On the day of Pentecost, Peter preached to Jesus, and the gathering said, "We hear the wonders of God in our own language." And the wonder of God is that Jesus of Nazareth was handed over by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, that he was put to death by being nailed to the cross. But God raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him. If death cannot hold him, then Jesus is a living word from God. When the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost, Jesus came through the apostles' preaching. And by the Spirit today, we meet Jesus in the witness of the apostles' preaching in the written and spoken words of the Bible, words that come to us now in our own language. On this day of Pentecost, we celebrate that God speaks our language. We need to hear that word in our own heart language. A Canadian missionary to Central Africa wrote, "I always thought my friend Christina was praying in French because of me. A while ago, we visited her family and everybody was speaking in Serre, the indigenous language, but she changed to French to pray. That is when it hit me. I asked her, 'Why do you not pray in Serre?' And she replied, 'I do not know how to pray in my language.'" Will she ever be able to say, "God speaks my language"? Asked the missionary. She does not speak to God in her mother tongue because God has never spoken to her in her language. Through the Holy Spirit, we encounter God's living word, Jesus, in the written and spoken words of the Bible. Living here in Quebec, of all places, we know the importance of the language we speak. There are few places in the world where the language we speak has such political significance as it does in Quebec. The day of Pentecost tells us that God speaks our language. It also tells us that we in the church, at the heart of our mission, speak with the voice of God, but we must do so in the heart language of the people we live beside. Let us pray. Wind of the Spirit, blow through us on this day of Pentecost and renew our faith. Reawaken our love for you and strengthen our fellowship after the challenges of the pandemic. Let your flames warm our hearts with trust in Christ and hope for the future he will create. Dare us to do great things in his name. Wind of the Spirit, enliven us and renew our faith. Wind of the Spirit, blow through us and renew our energy to serve you in Christ's church. Open our eyes to recognize needs for ministry and mission in changing times. Open our hearts to welcome newcomers and to meet those we don't yet know. Open our hands to share in the tasks that need doing, and open our lips in prayer and praise. Wind of the Spirit, enliven us and renew our energy. Wind of the Spirit, blow through us and bring us healing and peace. For all who face pain or illness, discouragement or disappointment, bring healing for all who know sorrow, sadness or grief. Bring healing for those who face stress and pressure. Bring healing for places in the world facing conflict and for the creation struggling for life itself. We rejoice in all that is good in these days. We thank you for the gift of communication, the ability to relate and speak to one another in words of kindness and of love. For if we have the tongues of men and angels, but have not love, then we are as a sounding gong, as a clashing cymbal. We give thanks for the seasons of convocations and for all the opportunities that lie before so many young students at these days and times. We bring to you our own prayers and gather them up in the words Jesus taught us, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory for ever. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all, evermore. Amen.
You've been listening to the Word of Grace broadcast ministry, brought to you each Sunday at this time by St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sherbrooke, Quebec. Our church is located on Queen Street in Lennoxville. We have a strong tradition of service in this area. We continue to work for the advancement of Christ's kingdom. We honor the past and welcome the future by being faithful in the present. I encourage you to worship in a church of your choice, a place where you can grow in your faith and actively serve in the cause of Christ. Our prayer is that each church in our community will be blessed as we are faithful to God. Please consider supporting our broadcast with a financial donation. We rely upon your support. Tax receipts are issued for contributions. Our mailing address is The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec. The postal code is J1M1Z6. The Word of Grace, Box 404, Sherbrooke, Quebec, J1M1Z6. Bye for now. Thanks for listening, and may God's blessing be with each one of us.